Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome in. Good morning. Hope you're staying warm out there, because it is not nice outside. This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. No Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here with you for the week, up until Friday at least. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. I've got to say, it makes me feel pretty good seeing how everything worked out for that Bills-Bengals game. It was a game that you needed to have, but also it wasn't the worst thing in the world if you did lose. But it would have been annoying to lose to the Bengals again. There was enough to it where it was a satisfying win. I think that's the best way to say how that one was. It was satisfying. And there's nothing bad about getting yourself that satisfying win. And that really is what it's all about at the end of the day. Are you happy with what you watched? Absolutely. Neutral fan also probably loved that game. Again, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. 803-0550, the number to call if you want to have anything to talk about here. If you want to be mad about the Sabres, we can do that. If you want to be happy about what the Bills game was, we could do that too. It was a satisfying win. It's not necessarily a good win, but good and satisfying don't have to be the same thing. Are you worried about New England? We can move on there. There's plenty to go ahead and talk about here. Give us a shout at 803-0550 if you want to get in here. Sabres last night, of course, the colossal disappointment that team continues to be. And we'll talk a little bit about that as well. College football playoff. I did a little bit of this in the nightcap yesterday. I do want to do it again as well today. And, of course, primetime players at 11 o'clock, as always, on a Tuesday here on the Extra Point Show. When I say that the game was a satisfying win, I think it had to do with how it happened. It was tough sledding to start. It didn't look like the Bills would be in control of anything here. But it ultimately turns into the way that it evolves. The defense wasn't stopping anything in the first half. It was tough. Three drives, three touchdowns for the Bengals. And it looked like, okay, this is going to be a tough game all around. The Bills fall down by two scores, and it looks like there's not going to be any stopping them at this point. And then in the second half, everything turns around. The Bills get themselves back to within it. They have an opportunity to make some plays. And then the defense, for the second straight game, turns the contest on its head. They do a major course correction for what the game is looking like and turn it into something else. Spearheaded by Christian Benford, taking a football to the house. But that was such a fun game. And considering what Pittsburgh was last week, especially the first half of that game, it was good to get the opposite of that, which was high-flying, lots of action, tons of scoring for both teams, and a reminder that the Bills are still able to do what they can when Josh Allen's dialed in. Yes, it's the Bengals' defense. We do have to have that very major reminder. They're the worst defensive unit in football, and it showed. They were easily the worst at defending tight ends, and my goodness, that showed. First play of the game, play action, Dawson Knox casually puts up a big play over the middle. I ran the risk in that morning of Breakfast with the Bills of saying like the defense for Cincinnati was garbage, and I ran the risk of really eating my words on that. But no, they ultimately proved to be who they are because the Bills didn't punt in that game. They have the fumble out of, they have the fumble into the end zone, but they didn't punt that game. And you're not a good defense if you're not forcing a punt to flip some field position. So, it of course, it was a couple of really aggressive calls for fourth down that also are in this game. Again, satisfying. It was a very satisfying win, is the best way to put it. And it really does speak to, yeah, the Bills may be hot and cold this year. They may not necessarily be trustworthy on a week-to-week basis, especially with teams that have an elite defensive unit like the Texans or Denver. But they also showcased over the last 2 weeks the ability to punch you back if you punch them in the mouth. The Steelers frustrate Buffalo in the first half, and then what do? They run it down Pittsburgh's throats. The Bengals scoring on a constant basis on the defense, and they create several turnovers that flip the game on its head. They have shown a little bit of a resiliency that reminds you this is the team that you do have to take seriously in the postseason. This is the team that, when it comes to the current playoff field, is the one that is the most trustworthy in the AFC because they have been around. We don't know what the Broncos are going to do. We don't know what the Patriots or the Jaguars are going to do. We do know that the AFC North is bad. We do know that the Houston Texans defense is incredible. But also, people on the outside know the Buffalo Bills do make the Chiefs sweat it out every year in the postseason. Their main bugaboo is not here. And I do wonder about that. With the Chiefs losing, Buffalo's biggest playoff bugaboo is gone. Last year they solved the divisional round, but they didn't solve the Kansas City problem. Oftentimes the divisional round has been a Kansas City problem. But now this year you have a chance to break plenty more about the stigma of the playoffs with Buffalo. There is the ability to see if the Bills can finally win one on the road with this group. Mostly because you don't have a choice right now. You lose to New England, they clinch the division that day. If you win, you still need help from either the Jets, good luck with that, or Miami, who has been playing better. But the Bills are, for the most part, going to be a road playoff team. And they have yet to be a successful road playoff team with this group. They have yet to be this team that can win not just on the road at all, but also you're going to have to do it for several games through the entirety of your postseason, probably. Rocking as the sixth seed is not going to help you. Can you prove to break something else from the stigma of your postseasons? Can you break through and prove something? Can you change the narrative? And I think with this team, it's gotten to a point with the fan base where enough is enough. There is a little bit of this, you got to break through, and now there's less excuses. The Bills do ultimately falter the inside track on the division this year, and while there is an outside chance that they win it, I don't really like their odds. And it has nothing to do with Buffalo themselves or even New England. It has to do with New England's schedule. I don't think that the Bills are going to find themselves the division winners at the end of the day. And it just is because New England's schedule has been that soft this year that I don't know what to think of it. Like, they moved the Patriots Ravens game in week 16 to Monday or to Sunday night, and I'm like, cool. So we're going to see the Patriots beat down the Ravens in prime time, because that's a team that has been shrinking to the spotlight this year. But Baltimore is out of this thing at the moment. Their only way in is through the AFC North Division. They are a game behind now. Kansas City is as close to numerically done as possible, because they don't have a tiebreaker on anybody in the playoffs still. Indianapolis fell out, and that was without the Chiefs being a concern there for a head-to-head. They still don't have it, and they also still don't win games. That's the other problem. Kansas City's just not winning games either this year. Hate to see it. But that's what this year's going to be. We all find out together. And now, one of the things we're finding out is, what do the Bills do without Kansas City in the way? What can the Bills accomplish without Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo on the other sideline? Are there some good coaches in this playoff field? Yes. Unfortunately, I have to say that Mike Vrabel is one of them with New England. But I also know how hard it is to win a season series, especially through three games. Sean Payton is a good coach, but I also don't respect Denver's offense, mostly because of their quarterback. Pittsburgh does not have a good coach. The Chargers have a good coach. They also have dramatically harsh injuries to their offensive line. Buffalo and Houston might, oddly enough, be...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The teams that are the scariest heading into the playoffs within the AFC. For two very different reasons. Houston, you know what they are on a week-to-week basis. You know what you're getting out of the Houston Texans, which is a suffocating defense and an offense that just has to do enough because they have such a suffocating defense. The Bills are for a vastly different reason. It's because their ceiling is so high. They are a high variance team. The floor is low. You can lose to Miami or Atlanta. And then the ceiling is so high, where they win a game like this against Cincinnati, or they come back and beat the Baltimore Ravens in week one. And while those teams are highly flawed themselves, it's that they have this high ceiling to them. They can dominate the Carolina Panthers, who are kind of creeping around seeing if they can win the NFC South this year. The Bills, with the high variance that they have, though, like completely dominating, but controlling a game against the Chiefs in the regular season. Controlling a game that was a back-and-forth affair against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They show that they can do this. It's that the highs are high, but the lows are low. And that is the mystery, but it's also the danger for higher seeds. Because as of right now, if the playoffs started today, They take on Jacksonville. And I would trust Buffalo to frustrate Jacksonville. Mostly because Jacksonville, like Buffalo, is frustrating. And also because Jacksonville does not have a lot of experience within the postseason. Buffalo does. Sean McDermott has learned a lot of harsh lessons through these postseasons. Learning those lessons could make you better. And I think there has been an evolution in the head coach. That said, losing the first round this year, the consequences could be a little bit higher. Can you make it happen? Unfortunately, all we can do is find out. But I think the consequences could be there for McDermott. But it's also good to say that he has evolved a little bit since 13 seconds. And I'm sorry to say that and bring it up to everyone again, but there has been a difference within this head coach. There is a little bit more of that aggression. And even this year, he dialed it back a little bit with the fourth down calls. But Cincinnati is another reminder. Nope. He recognizes this is not an offense that you mess around with. We got to stay on the field. And I think that's the key here. Recognizing your opponent, understanding your opponent. But also understanding now that the Bills themselves have been this high variance team. In an AFC where there's questions about everybody, it's not a surprise that the national media is going ahead and saying, Buffalo's the team I don't want to see against in the playoffs. Because they have been here. And this entire playoff field, they really are the one that has been here. Them in Houston. And that's not an accident. That's not an accident. Those are the teams you should be the most worried about. And again, it's for vastly different reasons. One has an incredible defense, and I would want to stay away from Houston. But the other has the best quarterback in the game, at least in that playoff field. Drake May is making his case. And even against Buffalo, he was fantastic. But let's not pretend that the Bills have a good defense. They have one that can hang on and is average at best. But when Drake May has to play against playoff teams, we're going to see what happens. If it started today, New England's taking on Houston. Can Drake May perform the same way that he has this year against that? That's a question I would like to find out. And now that the Bills have kind of stabilized themselves a little bit within this playoff field, I think it's going to help with the understanding of, all right, here we go. Let's see what happens, and let's see what's going to end up happening. Finish the deal, get the X next to the name, and we're all going to find out together. But they might, as inconsistent as they are, be the most trustworthy team to a lot of people on the outside. Here, we watch them all the time. We talk about them every day. There's a different story there. But the rest of the AFC being so flawed is going to be how the Bills can have its chance. 803-0550 is the number to call as we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Alan first. Welcome into the Extra Point Show. What you got?
Hey, Derek. First of all, I think I just want to disagree with you as far as the division goes. I look back, if Burrow, and this is an if Burrow, Chase, and Higgins play, they beat the Patriots that day. Matter of fact, I think they spank them. And I think they beat them bad. May couldn't score six times from the – anyway, that's a long story. Jeremy had a post on Twitter this morning about how they've been without Milton Williams. They're giving up 124 yards on the ground, 79 before him. And Drake May's been hit since that one left tackle, I forget his name, went out with an injury. He's out for a while. They've been giving up 2 to 3 more sacks a game. I think the Bills are favored by 1 to 2 point favorites – And I was watching a special on DraftKings a little while ago, the other day, yesterday, I think it was, on ESPN2, and they predict the spread's going to go up to 2.5 to 3 by week's end. A lot of people are picking the Bills because I think they're the better team. I look at the four games that the Patriots have. I believe they're going to go 1-3. Don't miscount the Dolphins. The Dolphins may need that last game. They might be fighting for that last playoff spot. I mean, I know it could be with Houston. Indy, I think, is done. They've got such a vicious schedule, and they might go to a 44-year-old quarterback.
I
don't know how that's going to work. But I look at the Patriots. I look at that Ravens game with the way they're giving yardage on the ground. I mean, Lamar might get the health a little bit healthy. They're still in it. I mean, they beat Pittsburgh again once more, and they win a couple. They win that game. That's an AFC game. So I think they're going to fight. So I look at the Bills, the Ravens, and the Dolphins to possibly help us. I'm at the Jets. They probably are already on the bus. I think that's the second last game of the year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And, and it's amazing. You go out and get Sauce Gardner, and I don't even think with Daniel Jones they would win another game, but they get Sauce Gardner, and they got worse. You know, they won one game with him. I know he got injured, mm-hmm. but still, I don't know what happened there, but, everybody gets on Bean for not going after him. Well, I don't think we really needed him. And I just look at the way Josh Allen's turning it up now. And the Bills, the way that Benford reminded me of that Ravens playoff game last year when somehow Lamar fumbled that football. We still don't know how he fumbled it. I still look back at that highlight. Just like, mm-hmm. how did Burrow throw that pass? It looked like it slipped out of his hand or something, or he tried to stop it. But just goes to show you, though, when, you know, I like you, I saw that the Bills are one of the most feared teams. Some guy named Lazar out of New England put the teams mm-hmm. he don't want to face if he's New England. Is Buffalo and Houston, the two teams in the playoffs he does not want to face if he's the Patriots. But anyway, even some of New England people are a little sketchy about this game, thinking that this is the Bills coming in. They're a good December team. I don't know. I just like that Diggs has gone away again like he did here in 23 at the end of the year. We phased him out of kind of the offense. He's got, what, like 3 catches a game since, yep. the last 4 or 5 games? So I don't know how you feel, but I like the Bills' chances this week. And I'll tell you, they go 1-3. I mean, the Eagles look like, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, that is true.
So I think this team, I said when they were 7-4, they were going to go in the next 6. And the Pats, the Pats were going to go 1-3 in the last 4. I still think that's going to be, if you win so many games in a row, you're going to peak too much. Look at all the teams.
Right.
And Vrabel had this shot. He was number one, I think, in 19, or I can't remember. He was number one in the conference, and they lost the first game.
Alan, yeah, no. Thanks for the call. You got right, a lot here, and I'm going to go through it here. And we'll start with that one. That was the Titans. And that was 2022 or 21. It was 2020. No, it's one of those. But it's the Bengals' pathway to the Super Bowl, actually. Because Cincinnati's the team that knocks them off. But they are the one seed, and they're like, oh, it's 2021. It was the sketchiest one that you could have seen with them because of how is it that the Titans end up with the first seed? Never forgetting the Tuesday night football abomination when it comes to the Titans and Bills in that one. As for New England, Alan, I'm glad that you brought it up about the division and there is a bit of a chance there. It is not necessarily New England that I'm crediting here with this. It is the fact that I don't trust the Baltimore Ravens to do the job. If they get 2 wins with the Ravens and Jets, it closes the door. Unfortunately, the Bills did give up a little too much ground here with New England that I think that it's going to be the case. And I just don't respect what Baltimore's been doing this season. New England has been able to, not been able to, New England has been letting up more on the ground. But do I trust Baltimore to get it done? Derrick Henry doesn't look the same as he did in week 1. It looks like it's finally slowing down for Derrick Henry, who is a machine amongst men. The Jets, yeah, they're just walking it back at this point. Miami is interesting, but does it get to that point is going to be the interesting question. I do like the Bills' odds against New England here, but I also don't love them. And that's the other thing. And that's perfectly fine. But I appreciate the call to give a little hope on that. I just wonder if the Bills let up a little too much ground in New England that they had to make up for, and ultimately it could just slam the door in their face at this point. But we'll find out. That's the beauty of it. With the Bills stabilizing and their December magic once again weaving its way through here, I think it's a lot more peaceful to talk about playoffs and seeding and everything like that when you have a lot more confidence that there's going to be an X next to the name after you get to a 9-4 record. That makes it feel a lot better. We'd be a little more contentious about the idea of even a playoff team if they hadn't gotten a 9 wins by now. So 803-0550, Carmen, I see you on hold. Stay there for the other side. We'll take a timeout, come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.